Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Bill Campbell. Bill's the Assistant Secretary for Management and Chief Financial Officer of the Department of Veterans Affairs. And joining us in our conversation is Steve Watson. Well, Bill, VA has one of the largest challenges in the government when it comes to the President's management agenda and the competitive sourcing initiative. Could you tell us more about what the department's doing in this area?
Yes, of our 225,000 employees, 195,000 of them are in activities that are predominantly commercial, so they're called commercial activities, and they would be targeted for studies to see whether those functions should be done by a contractor or should be done by government employees. We were going to do studies on 55,000 of those 195,000 positions over the next couple of years. However, we've run into a snag. We have found that there is a prohibition in our appropriations language from many years ago that doesn't allow us to use medical care money, which is by far the largest segment of our discretionary funds, for these types of studies. So we've gone back to our committees in the House and the Senate and asked for appropriations to be given to us in 2004 and 2005 to do these studies. We're not completely dead in the water. We had been looking at laundry services, which we have many. We'd done a study on laundry services, and we have a non-appropriate activity, fund activity, called the Veterans Canteen Service. They run stores and cafeterias in our medical facilities for patients and their dependents who bring them. And so that's about 3,000 jobs. So we're going to have a very, very small group of studies done, and it will affect very few positions until we can get appropriated funds to increase it.
Have there been any lessons learned from just the conduct of those studies? You know, there's a lot of emotion. It takes a long time, and it's very unclear, and people lose jobs. Are there any?
I think that you have to put it in the proper context. One, the public should get the very best service at the very best price. We need to look and see if things should be done within the government, with our own employees, or done by contractor support. I don't have an answer in saying that at all times it should be contracted, at all times it should be our own employees. But it is remarkable that when you look at the long history of similar studies under A76 and the FAIR Act, usually 2/3 of the time the government employees win the competition. So I think as the President has said, it is good to have competition, and it's good to look at it fresh every once in a while to make sure that the public is being well served.
So another aspect of the President's management agenda is budget and performance integration. What is VA doing in the area of budget and performance integration?
Well, we were one of the first agencies to become part of what is now known as PART. And last year, which was the first year, we had three of our programs reviewed, medical care, compensation, and burial. It was the first year, and there were some growing pains, I would say, some teething pains. And it was difficult to figure out whether the programs were as effective as they needed to be. So in the first year, our medical care program was marked as not demonstrating its benefit, as was compensation, and burial was marked as moderately effective. This year, for 2003, we're taking another look at medical care, we're looking at medical research, and we're looking at education. We have not gotten our mark from OMB yet. I understand that it'll be coming out around February, but I think that there's been a great deal of improvement with the process. It's running much smoother, and I applaud looking at PART because these things should not be on automatic pilot. You should evaluate all programs from time to time to see if they're really effective and if they're worth the money that the public wants to spend on them.
Moving down the agenda, Bill, to financial management, it's my understanding VA has had a clean opinion for a number of years. What direction is VA taking in the area of financial management?
Well, this is the area that drew me to VA because I've been a chief financial officer now for over a decade, and a lot of exciting things. We have had clean audit opinions for the last 6 years. And that's not really static. When you look at it, the bar for financial stewardship is continuously being raised. It is more and more difficult to maintain a clean audit opinion. You have to work harder and smarter and do better things. In that time, we have gone from having an annual audit. We now submit quarterly unaudited statements. We will eventually be going to audited quarterly statements and then down to monthly statements. We are negotiating right now with the Office of Management and Budget on how to do component-level audits. We have three large administrations. Now, we have three administrations. The National Cemetery Administration is not very large, but we are having discussions with OMB, and I think that